could actually bill it and get it insured, have the 14 feet at the top of the first living level, including the air conditioning units and what it has to go. It figured 12 to 13 feet, the vet said you better go another foot and then guarantee you get insurance. So that's the dilemma. Either I have the right to pay taxes and mow it, or put it to some use, and I like to put it to some use.
Excuse me. Well, do we?
It's at the end of the cul-de-sac. It's, again, it'd just be a seasonal rental, probably 6 to 7 months out of the year, just the summer months.
Up to what size of an RV are you willing to accommodate?
What size?
Up to what? How many feet?
Just about as long as somebody would want, if they want to pull a car or a boat, because I have drive-through units.
You realize no matter which direction you come into that, you've got 90-degree corners?
Yes.
Residential streets?
Yeah, they can. I would put in another, close to the end of the cul-de-sac, there would be another approach there to make the loop through.
Well, I'm just saying every road that comes in there, whether you come in on Wisconsin, Troy, Groton, Foggy River, you've got 90-degree corners.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to be off in the ditch or running other cars off the road. Be my opinion. Because the roads are not...
You mean approaching Foggy River?
Any direction they come in there will go out.
Yeah.
You've got extremely sharp...
Well, they're coming in from one direction.
Well, I guess it'd be... the corners that I would make would have plenty of room to turn around through the property.
It's not the property we're concerned with. It's the roads into the property from Acacia Club Road.
Does that cul-de-sac meet county standards? Is it an 80-foot cul-de-sac?
Yes.
Any other questions before we see?
Well, we got a letter here from one of the residents out there. It is against the restrictions on subdivision plat.
Well, currently there are no restrictions in restricted covenants.
I need for you to wait till your turn to be called up out in the audience, please.
Well, we're not here to enforce the restrictions, but there are restrictions, and they're recorded with the plat of record. So on record.
I thought they'd all expired.
Well, usually when they're with a plat, they don't expire, unless the homeowners association changes them.
I thought they'd expired in 1980.
Any other questions, comments? Is there anybody here to speak on behalf for this application? Anyone in the crowd? To speak against the application?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Why don't we start on, if we're okay to start on this side of the bill, the room, are you okay to come up for? And you've signed up, sir, to speak? You can have a seat, sir. We'll let them go through.
Usually I like speaking, but today I'm not feeling well.
And remember to please give your name to the Planning Commission.
Marvin Mullins.
Thank you, sir.
113 Eagle Lair Road. But I have 50 signatures from homeowners down there that are very much against it. And just like you said, no matter which way you go in there, there's 2 miles of narrow roads and curves, and you can't pass another car on most of the Boggy River Road. So anyway, I have all the signatures and their notes in here addressed to you guys as well, but I just brought them, people that couldn't be here, whatever, and I see other people here and they can also vote, but really that was it. it's a residential area. It's quiet. It's very narrow. And no matter which way you come in from 265 or whatever the highway is, or Acacia Club, you still got to drive through 2 miles of residences. Anyway, I couldn't say more, but that's about it.
So is that the signatures there that you have? Would anybody want to see them or pass them by? Or
I'll make copies to leave if you guys want.
That's fine. Thank you. Next on this side.
I actually didn't sign up. I signed my husband up, but we have a lot of concerns. And
ma'am, I need for you to sign up if you're going to speak, please, real quick. That's why we asked for that up front.
I should put my name on here.
We'll write the case number in for you.
Thank you.
Well, we just, I've talked to many of the neighbors.
And
about
your name is, ma'am?
Susie Mullins.
Okay.
We're just, we're very concerned, as you said, about the very narrow roads down there and passing. Also very concerned about such a small lot to be used for an RV park. We're very concerned about the appearance. We've all single family homes down on that far end, and to then stick in a recreational vehicle park. And it's very concerned about how they would be able to kind of camouflage it. It's in a floodplain. They're not going to be allowed to build fences around garbage cans. There's only once a week pickup. You're going to have a receptacle for, you know, 12 pads. And vegetation is the only kind of hiding you can use down there. And there's just not, on that small of a lot, there's just not that much room for it. So there is a lot of concern for that. Thank you.
Thank you. Moving back, next.
I didn't sign up, but I came in late.
Okay, if you wouldn't mind. Thank you, sir. And your name is?
My name is Ben Schubert, 1911 Acacia Club. I also agree with everything that's been said by them. Also, I'd like to report out that there is restrictive covenants that were filed in 1981. He said that they expired in 1980. And those restrictive covenants prohibit trailers or commercial entities anywhere in the subdivision. And I'd like to point out the fact that the county is the largest owner of land in the subdivision. So you have responsibility to enforce the restrictive covenants.